Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
All right, and welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Unfortunately, you know, my girl Butter, she's not feeling well, and she needs some of y'all support right now. Butter, she got some woman issues right now, and she needs all the love and outpouring and hugs and kisses and all that other stuff that she don't like. So what we need y'all to do is hit Butter up, butter@smoothdrama.com. Let her know how y'all feel about her, you know. Let her know that we miss her, we love her, and we want to just hug her and squeeze her and hold her tight. Anyway, you know, we got a good show for you tonight. We got John Gorenbean from Protected Records. You know, we're going to play a few of these cuts from Protective Records tonight, and we're going to holler at him in a little bit. Also, if you want to talk to Mr. Gorenbean and people over at Protective Records, you can hit us up at 646-929-2037. Once again, if you want to holler at him, you know, you got some questions for them, or you just want to talk about something in general, hit us up. 646-929-2037. And as always, I know some of y'all are extra shy, whatever. You can always hit us up on email, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And as always, I have to talk about myself and try to solicit them thong shots. So you got some thong shots, emails that you want to send to me, you can send it to me at dick@smoothdrama.com. You know, I'm just saying, you don't have to, but I wouldn't be mad at you if you did. Just a thought. Now, also, if you want to keep up with us day to day, what's happening with us, we got any more events coming up, you can text the word smoothdrama 41411. Once again, keep up with us on the day-to-day, see what events we got going on and whatnot. You can text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. You know, we like to hear from you. You know, like to talk to you, like to hear your ideas. And once again, I'm kind of doing the sociological start this weekend. And I'm looking for people who are interested doing a sociological experiment that's going to let go for about a month, and we're going to release the data right here live on Smooth Drama. I don't really want to say what it is, but if you're interested in being involved in it, email me, dick@smoothdrama.com, and I'll give you the details, you know, because it's going to be kind of cool. I think y'all going to dig it, you know. So without further ado, you know, well, actually, a little ado, it was kind of it's been an interesting week, you know. Here in San Diego, there's been a few protests, whatnot, but some people weren't about protesting. Some folks was getting it on this weekend. It was National Sword Swallowing Day, Saturday. And I guess Ripley's, Believe It or Not, was present all over the world, all all over the United States. Yes, Dan Meyer, who's the president of the Sword Swallowers Association International. You know, he decided that, hey, since there's President's Day, Secretary's Day, Nurses Day, Bosses Day, and Magician's Day, we might as well have a Sword Swallowers Day. So I guess he approached Ripley's, believe it or not, and decided to get it on. Now, what Sword Swallowers Day is all about is obviously people swallow swords, and they're all going to break records, like a Natasha Veruska, who set a record, a SSAI woman's record, by swallowing a 29.5-inch sword. Now, mind you, she's only 5'3". Now, I don't know about y'all, 29.5 inches in a 5'3" woman. That's a lot of sword. That's a lot of sword. Now, there was also a guy, 7'3", George the Giant MacArthur, and yeah, I said it, 7'3", who swallowed a 37-inch sword. You know, it was like six participants, actually. Red Stewart put down 52 swords, all at the same time, bundled together. And Stewart is known for eating car axles. He actually has swallowed a car axle. Why the hell am I talking about this? It's crazy, but sometimes I think y'all got to know that they got some crazy ass folks out there. Y'all need to know about stuff. And, hey, if you got your camera and y'all got a chance to film some of that shit, please let me know and send us, if anybody has any footage of homegirl in the 29.5-inch sword swallowing it, or 7'3" guy swallowing 52, well, not the 7'3" guy, he only swallowed the 37-inch sword, but the guy who can swallow 52 swords, hook us up. I want to see that. I personally would love to see that. I like to see people doing crazy stuff. I don't want to do it, but you see somebody doing stuff like that, hey, think you got to check it out. And I think we got to talk about stuff like that. Not because it's important, but sometimes if we can get away from the serious, you know, that life is, we all know times is hard right now. I think that kind of stuff can kind of take our minds off of the bad stuff without anybody doing anything bad to others, like we see out here now. You know, instead of being mad at IRS and flying your plane into the IRS building, maybe you want to swallow a sword. Food for thought. Anyway, without further ado, we gonna go and to play the first of our songs. First song we gonna play is Cold Shoulder, P Live. Y'all check this out. Tell us what you think.
I'm gonna go to the hospital. in the city acting like poopy. Passing the bell, I'm forever gonna be there. Look out for me, out when I'm ready to the team player. Why? Maybe you're kidding when you're older, but I love you, motherfucker. Keep sitting in the cold shoulder. You hate on me.
Now we're going to play Signs of Betrayal by Tectonic.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was First Cold Shoulder by P-Live and Signs of Betrayal by Catatonic. We apologize if there were any audio discrepancies. Once again, we apologize if there were any audio discrepancies. Right now, we're going to give my man a call. Get him on the air.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Gornbean. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm great, thanks. It's funny, I actually saw a picture of the guy with the sword in his mouth.
Yeah, I saw some of it, too. Like, wow.
Some crazy people out there.
Yeah, 52 swords at the same time.
Yep.
That's a lot.
So, that sure is. So how's everything going out in L.A.?
Well, we're actually in San Diego.
Okay. Oh, very cool. Right on.
Yeah. Are you in Detroit?
I am. It's finally starting to warm up here. So it's picking up. The sun's peeking out the last couple of days, and people are starting to smile again. So life is better in the deep.
What's warm in Detroit?
For myself, Protected Records is blowing up right now. We've got P-Live, Chris Newland, Whitney Rainin, Chi King. Chi King's actually based out of Los Angeles. And then Signs of Betrayal, they're based out of Arizona in the Scottsdale area.
Okay.
So, on the music side, there's, you know, Detroit always is bumping, which is great. So things are good. You know, springtime's coming, and you know, it's nice to be in the D again.
Okay.
So
are you originally from Detroit?
I'm born and raised in Detroit. My whole life, I went to both Michigan State and University of Michigan. So for football, I root for Michigan. For basketball, I root for the Spartans, which is about, you know, March Madness is about to kick off in full gear in the next week. It's funny, though, because Syracuse University is using a song called Shut It Down, and P-Live is on the hook for that song. So wouldn't mind seeing them go all the way just because, you know, with P being on the hook, it's some great exposure, and you know, the assistant coach Rob Murphy is from Detroit. So as long as there's a Detroit tie in there, I'm happy for
them. All right.
And they're number one in the country. So
when did you start Protected Records?
A little over 5 years ago, I started it. My musical background is I'm Kid Rock's former percussionist. I did all the extra percussion on the album Devil Without a Cause, which was the breakthrough album in 1998. And started Protected a little over 5 years ago. And P-Live is a full partner of mine. And his debut album, Coming to You Live, came out last June with the singles Get Low, Good to You, and Fresh to Death. Fresh to Death was featured most recently in Penthouse Magazine in their December issue. A great article called Detroit Rap City. We shot at the Penthouse Club here in Detroit. The video came out really slick. And one of the girls, Tika, who was featured in the video, made it to the final three for Victoria's Secret, so I'm going to be an angel. So a lot of good exposure with that video. And it's hot. It's slick.
Okay.
He Hip Hop Weekly called P Live the next household name, and you know he really is. That song that was played, Cold Shoulder, is the first single from his next album entitled Losing Isaiah, and that single will be available end of April, beginning of May.
All right. So now I want to get back to, you know, you said you were a percussionist for Kid Rock.
Yeah.
So did you started off on the musical side. Were you like an artist, or were you more like a musician in live bands?
Musician in live bands. My first band, Mind Block, I was 14 years old. We were playing down in the cast quarter of the heart of Detroit, and straight up punk music. And those guys actually, they're still around today. They reformed and they're in a band called the High Strung. And they keep doing their thing, which is great. Some of my good friends from growing up since I was a little kid. So big shout out to those guys.
Okay.
And guys who started playing with Kid, my close friend Kenny Olson was Kid's guitarist for 12 years. One of the greatest guitarists probably ever. Whenever Jimi Hendrix family has any sort of tribute, they use Kenny to play Jimmy's part. I mean, he really is a musical genius. He resides now in Nashville, Tennessee, and just a true. He'll be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's a true legend.
Okay, so what made you?
Great guy.
Yeah, what made you want to switch over from the musician side to being the CEO?
Well, when I saw Bob's album or Kid's album sell over 10 million records, and Atlantic Records got, I believe it was 130 or 140 million, and I know Bob's Up Bunch records right around 5 million, I knew that it was good to be on the other side. Not that there's anything wrong, I would love, there's nothing wrong with having Kid Rock's money. But the label side, I mean, there's big potential. Even with the digital download age, which is what we're currently in, there's still many different ways of being successful. And, I look at it where you can't be 80 years old or 70 years old unless you're the Rolling Stones. There's very few. In fact, there's only one Rolling Stones. You can't keep the music stuck forever.
Right.
But for me, I get the best of both worlds, because whenever I want, I can sit in on a session, and it's great. I love it. I love life. It's a dream opportunity for me, and I'm very lucky to be living my dream today. It's wonderful.
Okay. Well, I know you're independent record label, and I saw that you signed a manufacturing and distribution deal with Bungalow Records.
Correct.
So what do you think that does for you?
Being signed to Bungalow and Universal, it opens up 1,000 doors. Once you're signed to a major, the exposure you get is, with their digital outlets, with their ringtone outlets, with being in Best Buy, with, being in the major stores, it takes you up just another notch. For all the independents out there, I would definitely recommend, if you're just starting out, to go through that service, CD Baby, which is wonderful. They're great to work with over there. And, for what is it, $30, you could get up on iTunes and make your start. But to say that, you're signing to Universal, it just opens up a whole other level of respect and whole other dimension. You're taken seriously in the industry.
So this year, how many projects do you have coming out? What you got going right now?
Here's what we've got going. Chi King, who's based out of Los Angeles, who actually tonight, right now, is at the premiere of RZA from Wu-Tang, his debut movie, I believe it's called Dirty. And all the guys from Wu-Tang, they're all, at the red carpet event for that in Los Angeles. His single entitled Senorita comes out March 30th of this month, followed by next month, or either end of April, beginning of May, I don't have the official release date, is P-Live's single Cold Shoulder, which features another one of our artists named Newland, or Chris Newland. Newland's current single is called Pillow, and the video for that has just been released, and he's a great R&B singer. Whitney Rainin, who's country pop, who's also from Michigan, her single Eye Candy just debuted, and her video comes out within the next 2 weeks, and that's going to be a really slick-looking video. It was a lot of fun shooting that. And in the next 6 weeks, Signs of Betrayal, they come out with their single Catatonic. And those guys have been rocking for years. They're from Arizona, but they're, you know, I think it's about time they got the due respect and attention that they deserve. So we're going to be working with them and getting them going. So a lot happening over the next 6 to 8 weeks. And then the company that also I'm affiliated with, Mosaic Media Works, we don't just do music, but they also do, or we also do television and film. And
You got any projects coming up?
We've got three projects. It's Mosquito Films, and Rick Schroeder is the head of Mosquito Films. I don't know if you remember from way back in the day, little Ricky Schroeder from the show Silver Spoon.
Yeah.
Then he was on NYPD Blue, but he runs Mosquito Films, and the big project they've got coming out, slated for 2011, is a story called Raising Coal. It's a true story about the Texas defensive end who was killed tragically in a freak, I don't know if it was a freak accident or either way, it was a tragic accident. He was a big hero to the school, and that is slated to come out in 2011. It's kind of got the blind side, feel-good story coming out. And there's two other projects that are also coming out in 2011. And then also on the music side, Mosaic, we've got Americana Records based out of Colorado, and they do more of jazz and blues, indie rock. And then Smashville Records out of Nashville, run by Nelson Larkin. And Nelson is a legend on the country music scene. He's produced everyone from Toby Keith, and the list just goes on and on. He's been around since the 70s and still going hard at it today with his production. So Mosaic is covering all bases in terms of the entertainment world, and they're about to take over. 2010 can be a huge year, not only for Protected Records, but also for Mosaic Media Works.
I got to ask you this, man. I hear you got your toe dipped in every fire. When do you sleep?
I don't. last night, Violet, who's another girl based in Los Angeles, was in the studio with she. She's a superstar singer, actress, and model. Excuse me. Her name's Violet McComas, and beautiful, beautiful girl. And they called, I think, three or four times through the session to get my take on a few things, and the tracks came out great. But it was four in the morning this time, and, you know, I really don't get too much of a chance to sleep. So it's funny, I took a nap, a small nap today at 7 o'clock Eastern, just so I'd be pretty, you know, bright-eyed for this interview right now. But, you know, it's you sleep when you can, and that's it.
Well, I know. I was going to ask you that. I don't think people understand that when you do something independent, you know, like owning your own business, whatnot, there's a lot of work. And I think maybe we need you to help people understand what a CEO of an independent record label goes through on a day-to-day.
It's, you know, I would say, it's not too, well, no, it is different than a lot of things, but whatever comes your way, it's constantly on the phone, on the computer. in the studio, taking care of whatever needs to be handled. A lot of, you know, listening to new music, a lot of talking with managers, radio PDs, operating directors, programming directors, booking agents, you name it. And obviously, the more artists you take on, the more that is going on, which I'm the type of person, I love to be busy. So it's a perfect dream scenario for me. But if you're one of those persons that just likes to have, you know, a very tight routine and 9 to 5 and know what's coming next, then this definitely is not the racket for you. There was a 2-year period where every night I was waking up, I was forcing myself to get up between 3 and 5 in the morning to handle all the emails and drop requests from DJs overseas, from Germany, from Belgium, you name it. So one of the DJs Rob Banks, who won the international DJ competition, he resides in Germany. P-Live for a couple of years was always in his top 10 of his playlist. And this guy, if you ever have a chance to see him or check him out, he is on the ones and twos. He is a genius. He's unbelievable. And his name is DJ Robin. Big shout out to him.
Okay. You say that's in Germany?
Yep, he's based out in Germany. He knows P out of Belgium we've worked with. DJ Boom, DJ AM, DJ Drama, I mean, all the DJs, you got to stay really close with them, because they're the ones that keep you alive.
Right.
So,
You got any, are you putting together a tour for this year?
We've got a few possible tours coming up. Kenny Olsen, who I mentioned earlier, his side project, it features either the bassist or the guitarist from Three Doors Down, and they're about to hit. It's kind of a weird tour. It's for VH1's some sort of cruise, and it kicks off in April. But they're going to be on a boat for a week, and P-Live and Chi are in China for 3 weeks, and we're just in the final works of putting that together. And that's something. You know, I when I was a kid, I was all over the country and never anything like that. So I'm really excited, you know, to have the opportunity to go to, you know, China. I think that's going to be great.
Yeah.
And New Orleans right now is on the Devo. They're doing their radio promo tour as we speak. And Whitney's going back down to Nashville to do some more recording for her debut album. You know, her debut single just came out, Eye Candy, but she, you know, we're just finishing up her album, which is slated for release later this fall. And in the meantime, we do shows. Whenever a big artist comes to Detroit, we're always doing something with them. I know next week the Black Eyed Peas are in town, so Ludacris is opening up, and I know we'll be doing his after party. Luda, P-Live was the first artist ever to take the stage at Hill Auditorium at the University of Michigan, and that was with Luda, and it was great to work with them, and I'm sure it'll be great to work with again.
Now, I know you're in Detroit, and we've heard stories, whatnot.
What stories?
I mean, you know how it is in Detroit. I mean, we hear stories about a lot of the people are gone, and, you know, I haven't been to Detroit. What is it like in Detroit now?
Besides cold, I love Detroit, you know. Born and raised here, there's something about when you're from Detroit, there's a sense of pride that I haven't seen anywhere else in the country or maybe even the world. I mean, there's a reason why kids still here, why Marshall's still here. Why, you know, Bob Seger, Ted Nugent, you know, there's just some pride. I guess, you know, Madonna's totally left us, but even when she comes back home, there's a feeling of, you know, whenever you're home, pride from your hometown. But there's something in Detroit, especially with where the state of the economy is right now and times have been tougher, Detroiters have really come together. It's almost like what you see down in New Orleans, you know, the city that was battered by Katrina, you know, that Super Bowl feeling, it's I think a lot of Detroiters are really pulling for them just because we have that same sense of we know how it is to be a city that's being battered down, but we know that hope's just around the corner, and there's nothing like, you know, the pride that resides in the city, and, you know, it's I love it here. You know, I'm very proud to call Detroit.
I'm actually from New Orleans, and I'm a New Orleans Saints fan, so, you know, I just got to always remind people that the New Orleans Saints won the Super Bowl this year. And so.
Yep, I mean, there's nothing better than that, you know, to see them, the celebration, everything. It was unbelievable. So, one of my friends last year was cool. He's from the area. His name is Lamar Woodley, and he won the Super Bowl with the Steelers. So to celebrate that with him, that was really something special.
Now,
there's something to watch the Super Bowl, but to actually have a friend partake and, you know, win it, there's nothing greater than that either.
Well, one of our bloggers wants to ask, so are you driving American-made cars too?
no comment there, but, you know, I'll switch back and forth, whatever comfortable. My last car was American, but, yeah, you know, definitely staying away from Toyota, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody who has a Toyota issue feels safe at all.
You know, so, you know, it's...
All right, so.
I kind of look at it like corporate greed. There was, back in the day in the 70s, there was a scandal here in Detroit with a Ford Pinto where you got in a heading collision over 25 miles per hour, you're going to, you know, basically the engine would explode. So they calculated the deaths over, you know, how many lawsuits they were going to take and ended up totally backfiring in their face. And I think Toyota's going to do the same thing that Ford was in the 70s.
Yeah, they probably use the same blueprint, because I'm thinking, weren't Pintos made of aluminum foil or something like that?
Yeah, yep. So, another artist who I'm working with in Detroit that, you know, I definitely can't forget to mention him, because he's something really special. His name's Rockin' Ryan, and he could be checked out at rockinryan.net. He's a 3-year-old drummer.
What?
And...
Yeah, exactly what I said.
3 years old, just out of diapers, and the kid can rock. He's unbelievable. I work with him twice a week, and I'm scared he's going to be better than me soon. You know, by the time he's 5, I'll be out of, you know, working with him. So he's the next big prodigy, and proud to say he's from Detroit. Very proud to say I work with him. And he's a kid who rock. Knows more about the Beatles than most Beatle fans I've met, and just a great, great, wonderful kid. He's amazing. But rockandryan.net is where he could be checked out at.
All right. So if we wanted to check out some of your artists and check out Protected Records, where would we go?
Protected Records could be checked out, even though our site's being revamped right now. You could go to protectedrecords.com. We spell it with a K, P-R-O-T-E-K-T-E-D. P-Live, the best place to check him out would be on his MySpace. Same thing with Chi King. IamNewland.com is the best place to find Newland. WhitneyRainan.com, and her last name is spelled R-A-E-N-A-N. And for Signs of Betrayal, it would be MySpace.com/Signs of Betrayal. And for Violet, it would be myspace.com/Violet McComas. For Violet, too, just because she is so beautiful, you know, people are always trying to hit her up and trying to get at her. So a lot of times, you know, the best way to book her or to get to her is to go directly through me. But a beautiful girl. She's in L.A. this weekend. She's in New York next week.
Yeah, didn't you say she was the one that got in the top three for the Victoria's Secret?
No, that's another girl that we worked with named Tika.
Okay.
So, yeah, Violet's from Idaho, but Tika's from Detroit. Detroit has a beautiful woman, you know. It's, you know, like anywhere else, but very proud of what we've done here and proud of Protected Records, and, you know.
Now,
definitely coming up. So.
Now, I know you signed with the major for distribution and whatnot. And as somebody who's been in the music business for a little bit, where do you see all this going?
I see it going. I think technology is definitely taking over. I think in the next 5 to 10 years, and this is me, so yeah, everyone's going to have their own opinion, but I think that the iPhone apps are really taking over, where in terms of content, they'll still be digital downloads, but it's more going to be where you're going to be buying the artist's download, where you're not just going to be getting their music, but you'll be getting all their content, their videos, their ringtones, they'll have, you know, video games for each artist that are specially designed from them. And, you know, I think it's turning like that. I also think that the concert world is going to change, too, in the next 5 years, where instead of walking into a concert, which is great, I think there's nothing better than going to a live show, but for people overseas especially, they're going to be putting on helmets, and it's going to turn almost into a virtual concert. You pay your $20 virtual, which is the equivalent to $1, and artists will put on their bubble wrap or however, you know, they make the video games with, and you'll have the same feeling of being at a live show without leaving your home. So I think that's something that could happen in the next 5 to 10 years as well. In fact, it's already happening.
Right.
I read an article. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was going to say, coincidentally, I remember watching a movie a while back, Strange Days, where people were buying and selling virtual fantasies, and you would just put on these goggles and you would get a dream or a concert or whatnot. And I think, like you said, that's not too far off.
Nope. You know, I mean, I look at it, we've got the Nintendo Wii right now, and
right,
each year we're getting closer and closer to the virtual world. So it's coming, whether we like it or not. There was an article I was reading the other day from 1995 Newsweek about why the internet will fail and why no one will ever buy a newspaper or read a newspaper or magazine or a book online. And, you know, that was printed 15 years ago, and the paper industry is about to go bye-bye.
Right.
So,
yeah, I remember reading about a couple towns that had paper mills and like that, and they're, you know, the whole towns are dying because obviously paper mills are going away because of that internet.
Ghost towns, I read about it yesterday. There was one in Virginia. I didn't know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so now, you know, we're of course in the internet age. Like you were talking about the virtual virtual concerts and whatnot. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing. I mean, because like you said, there's nothing like a live show and being around people. I think we can run into a danger where people don't even interact with people no more because they're just.
I totally agree. I think it's going to be more for people overseas because it's tough for artists to be in many places at once. The one thing with Facebook, with Twitter, with, you know, cell phones with cameras and all these different things is people are now become closer to people that they could only see if they were to go live.
Right.
To see them. So it's brought everyone closer together. Most of it's been, I think, extremely positive, but like you said, yeah, it does take us out of touch with reality. So it's good to take a nice walk outside and take in that fresh air and to get out. So
yeah, I think it's very important. I mean, because, you know, you are in Detroit, home of Motown, and a lot of those shows were live where, you know, you had to sink or swim as an artist, and I think that your live show says everything about you.
Absolutely. That's what P, you could just go by the name P, but his live show is so strong, that's where the live came from. And it's tough. A lot of rappers, you know, they might, on their album, they might be great. And even the same goes for a lot of just musicians. They might put on a great live or a great studio album, but when you see them live, they suck. They don't sound like the album. It doesn't do anything for you. I learned with Kid Rock just how important a live show is, and there's nothing like going to a live Kid Rock show. But P-Live puts on an amazing performance. You know, Cheat King rocks it. He did 40 shows last year with Wu-Tang. So I'm excited to hit the road with him. Newland puts on a great show. Whitney puts on a great show. And Signs of Betrayal, you know, one thing about rock that I love is, you know, and I love combining rock and hip-hop, but to have the full band up there, there's nothing like that, too.
Oh, right.
And Violet, she's, not only does she have the voice, but just, you know, to see her live, she just takes you away. So it's great with all of them.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. As a CEO, and do you put a premium on signing artists who can do it live that don't lip sync, or do you not care either way?
No, they have to do it live. You know, especially coming from Kid Rock, if you can't play out and you can't put on a strong show live, then there's no way. It's sink or swim. And, you know, Taylor Swift is right now like the biggest superstar out there. And one of the things that makes her seem almost more human is the fact that she doesn't have perfect pitch or whatever, but she's taken a lot of heat lately because when she is live, you know, it's coming out that she really doesn't have the best voice. So, you know, and everything with the auto tunes and, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's like anyone could put together a track that, not anyone could put together a track and take a thing away from great producers.
Right.
But there and to do it live and to feed off the energy of the crowd and to really put on a great live show, there's nothing better, you know. And I think it's very important for all of our artists. I mean, we go through in-depth, you know, training to, not necessarily training, but, you know, practice and experience to make sure that they are ready for the road and everything else that comes to it.
That was the one thing, you know, when I hear you talking about your artists, you know, and you have a great array of diversity in your artists, in the music genre. Now, studio-wise, how does all that fit together? I mean, are they all in the same studio and they're going back to back to back? Or are you in totally different areas? How does that go?
Different. Like last night, Cheat King and Violet were together in one of three studios that they work out of in the Los Angeles area. In fact, I think the one they worked out of was in the Valley. P-Live, there's three different studios we'll work out of Detroit. We'll work out of the Grand Hustle studio down in Atlanta with Dirt and Waves, who are two great friends of ours from Detroit that have been part of our team since the beginning. He did most of his album in Woodland Hills, California with Chaka Blackman. Shout out to him. Also DeWitt Moore of Stick Notes and E Notes in Detroit recorded a track that TNT used last year for the Eastern Conference Finals. And so there's a lot of diversity. If you haven't picked up the album Coming to You Live, I strongly recommend everyone going out and checking it out, picking up the video Fresh to Death, checking out his first video from the album called Good to You, and a lot of fun stuff there. It's for a debut album, I think it's a breakthrough for him. And this next album is going to be Out of the World. So Cold Shoulder is the first single off that, and it's, you know, we're definitely raising the bar. Same thing with Cheat King. His single that comes out later this month, it's called Senorita, and he recorded that in Orlando, Florida. One of the remixes he did on it was with Carlos Santana, so that was a real treat. Most of Newland's music has been recorded in some studios here in Detroit, but also we work with Q from 112, and he's worked since been back and forth to Atlanta working with Q. And Whitney worked with Grindhouse Entertainment based out of Detroit. And then Signs of Betrayal works out of Arizona. So as long as, at the end of the day, the product coming out is top-notch, I have no problem what studio they're working in. And I've seen making some home studios that will blow some of these million-dollar studios out of the box. So a lot of it has to do with the sound engineer and who's working on it, and then mixing and mastering is extremely important.
That's the beauty of technology nowadays. I mean, you don't have to have the million-dollar studio any longer to put together something quality.
Yeah. I do think it's nice to have some sort of home studio or just something where you could jot down ideas, and then, if it comes out great there, awesome. If you have to go to the actual studio or a different studio to get the work out, then, whatever works. It's each your own. And I'm not going to tell any of my artists exactly how to do it, as long as at the end of the day, the product coming out, that we're putting the Protected logo on, the Universal logo on, the Americana, the Smashville, and the Mosaic logo on, that it's got to be of the highest quality. We're not going to put anything out that doesn't, it's not going to be what we consider to be a smash number one single.
All right, that's what I like to hear. I like to hear, I don't want to put out garbage.
No, there's so much competition these days that it's not even worth it, So it doesn't make anyone any sense for anyone. It doesn't help us. It doesn't help the artist. And, I don't want to have the consumers have their ears bleeding, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Looking out for you.
On that note, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Anytime. It was a pleasure being here. I wish you guys the best, and happy, even though it's March, happy 2010, and nothing but peace and love this year.
Hey, good luck to your Michigan State Spartans. I'm going to check out the brackets and see where they're at, and, I might touch you up every now and again to mess with you if they don't do that good. But.
Right on. All right, cool, and congratulations. Thanks.
All right, and thank you for coming on once again, and we'll be in touch.
Perfect. All right, have a great one. Take care.
You have a good one, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that was John Gorenstein from Protected Records. And, with that, we got one more single to play here, which is Chai King, which is Senior Rita. We're gonna throw this out for y'all, and y'all tell us what y'all think.
Oh, I know you should be when I body. Oh, I know you should be when I body.
equivalente, sabe caliente, que la copa sonda fuerte, te confío que te quiero dominar, tu coco va yo siempre lo y no quiero aparar, y dale como el don, te quiero aparar, pues es otro toque que yo hice por el don, es el punto de la gente de brillo, come, I need a G and I wanna take you home.
Again with Chai King, Senorita, and that's just about our time. I want to thank once again John Gornbean from Tech the Records for coming on the show. Thank everybody for listening. Just have one thing to say. You know, we here in San Diego, we had a little tragedy. Well, we've had a couple of tragedies where, you know, folks have hung up nooses and kidnap girls who want a job. You know, whatever happened to that Rodney King? Can we all get along? Can people jog? Can folks go to the library and walk around a school campus? I'm just saying. I mean, it shouldn't be like that, y'all. You should be able to do what you want without fear of ignorant people coming to mess with you. Just a thought. Y'all think on that for a minute. You know, we should be able to do what we want without fear. And on that note, Dick Hugger, I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys smooth. Drama.